On the CD, you'll hear how to discuss all the aspects of the prospect's decision process and to reaffirm that a yes is okay, a no is okay, but that any form of a think it over is not okay. The decision step is the place where you find out how your prospect makes decisions through the use of Sandler's 6 qualifying questions, and where all the work you've done in the bonding and rapport, pain, and budget steps can come to fruition.
You've come a long way to get to the decision step in the Sandler selling system. A Sandler trainer tells us there are some qualifiers that you must have taken care of, or else you shouldn't be here.
Did you review the pain step? Bill, what you're hoping I can do for you is to get rid of pain, 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 and pain. Is that a fair statement? Did you review the budget step? And you said that, assuming I can do it within your budget, that's somewhere between $45,000 and $55,000. That's also fair, isn't it? Is your agreement firm? Has your prospect validated what you believe to be true up to this point in the selling process? If you're in a long selling cycle business, have you checked your prior agreements on every call along the way, or have you just assumed that nothing has changed? On each follow-up call in a long selling cycle, say something like this. Bill, the last time we talked, we discussed pain 1, pain 2, pain 3, right? Are there any other pains that come to mind since I last saw you? Or, have any of those pains changed since the last time we talked? In addition to those pains, we also discussed the budget of between $45,000 and $55,000. Is that right?
You see, the idea is to go over all phases of the upfront contracts, meaning agreements, on each subsequent call with the prospect. If you've got a mutual agreement about pain and budget, you can now ask your prospect the what, who, when, where, how, and why qualifiers. Here's the what qualifier. Mr. Prospect, what decision-making process do you go through when deciding whether or not to buy a product or service like mine? People have a certain way or process that they go through to make decisions. So do companies. This is where you have to uncover the prospect's preferred process of making a decision. Once you get an answer to the what qualifier, don't be afraid to ask the why qualifier. When the prospect shares with you what the process is, you ask, "That's interesting. Why do you do it that way?" This is where you may be able to help him realize that he could do it differently if required. Just because he's always done it that way doesn't mean that he couldn't do it differently this time. Now here's the who qualifier. Who besides yourself will be involved in the decision-making process? There's a key phrase here. Who besides yourself? That takes the position that he is involved in the decision-making process, and that's a stroke. You've given this individual power, regardless if in reality he has it or he doesn't. Always include the prospect in the decision-making process, whether it's true or not. Here's a word of caution now from a Sandler trainer.
If your prospect says he can make the decision all by himself, check it out. Remember that your prospect does not understand contracts. He's probably been telling salespeople for ages, "Oh yeah, I can make decisions." But when the time comes, he really can't. Here is the technique which will help you nail down whether or not your prospect is telling you the truth. The prospect says, "No problem. I can make this decision by myself." And you say, "Fine." But you mean you don't get help from a president, a committee, or a spouse? You will find that with a gentle reverse, the prospect may suddenly remember other people who help in the decision-making process. The prospect says, "Well, what I meant was that I make the final decision, but I do give my people a chance to provide input." This is the time to find out just who those other people are.
Now the when qualifier. When do you see yourself deciding whether or not to move forward with this project? You see, that nails the prospect down to when the decision could be made. And don't be surprised if his time frame doesn't tie into yours. He might be a month away from deciding, and you might not want to wait that long, or he may want it tomorrow, and you have an 8-week delivery cycle. You might just as well dig your heels in now and deal with these problems. Don't let this prospect go through your selling cycle thinking one thing when another thing is actually true. Remember, no mutual mystification. The where qualifier. I'm just curious, Mr. Prospect, where is this decision actually made? Now be careful with this one. There are two possible ways to go. You need to know where in this company's hierarchy the decision is made. Is it at the line level, the supervisory level, the management level, executive level, or maybe even the board level? When you know at which level the decision is made, you can adjust your selling strategy accordingly. You'd also need to know where geographically the decision is made. If it's made at a home office in Denmark, you might find yourself in limited control. Either way, you need to have the where question answered so that you can decide if this is a situation in which you want to be involved. The how qualifier. You uncovered the steps in the prospect's decision process when you ask the what qualifier. Don't confuse the what qualifier with the how qualifier. Mr. Prospect, thank you for sharing the process that you go through to make this type of decision. But would you share with me how you actually decide whether or not to move forward? What you're searching for here is the actual methodology that he or his organization uses to make the decision once all the steps in the process have happened. Does the committee decide by majority vote? Does your prospect recommend only to have the vice president of his division say yes or no? Make sure you understand how the decision will be made before rushing into the fulfillment step. A word of caution. If you're going to be super careful at any time during the Sandler selling system, it had better be right now. And here's why. You can always handle a pain that comes up during your presentation that was overlooked. A few dollars, one way or the other, can be dealt with when you finally nail down the money. But if you give the prospect an out in the decision step, it'll come back to bite you every time. For instance, the prospect says, "Well, I sure do want to get rid of my problems, and the money isn't the issue, but I don't want to make a hasty decision." And this is from the same prospect who told you that he could make decisions. Did you forget to ask, "I know you can make the decision, Henry, but will you?" There's a fine line here. Be very, very careful. Be professional. Have patience. Listen not only with your ears, but with your eyes, your heart, and your guts. And then make sure you ask the decision process questions. And now here's a Sandler trainer with what your final question in the decision step should sound like.
Mr. Prospect, there are three things that you can say to me today. One, you could say no, and of course what that means is that you have absolutely no interest in my product or service. I appreciate your seeing me, and I'm going to be out of here in just a few minutes. On the other hand, you could say yes, and what that means is that you have some interest in my product or service, and you'd like to see a presentation to make sure my product or service will solve your problem. Or you could say some form of, "I want to think it over." What I suggest is that a no is okay, and a yes is okay, but what shouldn't happen is for you to tell me that you want to think it over when you really mean no. Is that something you can handle without feeling any pressure?
In the flow of a sales interview, the decision step questions, who, what, when, where, why, and how, may not appear in the same order as in these examples, and they may not sound the same either. Don't use these questions mechanically or literally, but be sure you have a complete understanding of your prospect's decision-making process.